know, we see that there is demand and steady demand, not from just within Australia, but also from a global perspective, is always good news for any producer. From a global perspective, I guess the beef market has probably never been better at the present than what it is at the present time. We've seen some pretty steady prices over the greater portion of this particular year. We've seen that there's floods, there's droughts that have impacted on the eastern states. The national herd has diminished. WA is in a herd, you know, it's got to start getting into a herd building phase because it's only just recovered from the reductions, you know, that took place going back some, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. So what does all this mean? I mean, we're still a small player within the industry. And I think that it's good news, but what we have got to do is that we've got to start making sure that we can optimise on those opportunities that are out there. We need to be looking at where the high quality markets are because we're not going to be able to compete on a mainstream basis. From a WA perspective, we still have gaps in our own domestic supply and export supply at the present time is opportunistic. So that to me means that we've got to start getting northern and southern producers to start working together. We've got to start getting, you know, cattle being value added to grow into these high quality box beef markets. There's got to be more lot feeders. There's got to be people starting to put breeding programs into place. It's the only way that we're going to be able to meet the demand that we're going to have in the future. Because as you've already pointed out, it does look very positive for beef on a global basis.
Well, a positivity including a number of new markets out there. We know that demand from China is building, but this latest report from MLA is actually expecting the US to overtake Japan for the first time in about a decade as the biggest export market. Now, we know that's not really on the radar at the moment for West Australian producers, the US. Should it be?
Look, I mean, unfortunately, we will never be able to compete with our eastern states counterparts on trying to supply markets like that. We just simply don't. I mean, with a cattle herd of less than 2 million, we just simply don't have the numbers to be able to compete. Let's focus on what it is that we can, in fact, achieve.
Given that prices are looking relatively good and that in terms of opportunities, they're looking relatively bright as well, should they feel positive about the industry's future for the medium to short term?
Absolutely. I believe very strongly when we see what changes have happened within the industry over this last 6 to 8 months, when we look at the investment within our own industry here in Western Australia, when we look at what the market opportunities are, I think that if, you know, if we start to focus on the supply chain and get all of those things in get that side of the equation in order, then I think that we can look to a very positive short and medium term and even into the longer term for the beef industry.